Governor hosts biofuel conference. Thanks for joining us, everyone. I'm Melissa Berniston with today's Accent on Agriculture. Creating a partnership for homegrown energy is the theme of the Governor's Biofuel Conference that is being held at Montgomery Bell State Park. And with over 250 attendees from 9 states, this conference has gained a lot of interest.
It's really an exciting day or exciting couple of days. So to see this kind of support from the Governor, it really does project Tennessee into a leadership role. We've made great strides in the last 5 years. With the support of the initiative brings to us, we're confident that we can convert this into a feasible process.
That was Dr. Tim Riles, director of the Sun Grant and Forest Product Centers at the University of Tennessee. And he says that unlike past years when gas prices have spiked and biofuels has become popular, only to disappear again, this time he says the interest and technology is here to stay. David Owenby, public affairs director of the Tennessee Department of Environment and Conservation, agrees.
Talking about how do we use biofuels as a stimulus for rural economic development, benefits for the agricultural community, improving our national security, decreasing our dependence on foreign and imported oil. So this is covering a broad variety of topics from the field to the fuel tank is what we're calling this.
And ONB says that fuels made from bioproducts hold a lot of promise for improving our health and air quality. Now, part of the goal for this conference was to explore opportunities to make Tennessee a leader in the emerging bioenergy field. And Joe Job, president of the National Biodiesel Board, says that Tennessee is already making a difference.
Tennessee has really demonstrated a dramatic amount of leadership, also advocacy, and so we're very proud of what Tennessee has done to help stimulate the national development.
Definitely an emerging Tennessee industry and marketplace. Join us tomorrow on the TRN.